Well, it is 11:14, and if we want to look for 15, we'll look at the thermometer. It's 15 degrees outside. Barometric pressure is rising, and but you know, I heard that it's supposed to actually start to fall, the temperature, today, I guess, and so we'll see how we get into this cold temperature stuff coming up. Mabel Louise, are you ready for sub-zero weather?
Oh, whatever. You know, this is Wisconsin.
It's January.
Wait a minute, and it'll change.
It will.
And you know what? That's exactly what happened this morning.
That's right.
When I drove to the studio this morning.
I was right behind you.
It was snowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was. The roads were a little bit slippery, oh, my God. Goodness, aren't you thankful for those men and women who drive those snow plows?
Yes.
Wow. Those are big old trucks, aren't they? But what a blessing. A big thank you to them who are so faithful to get out and clear our roads for us. Well, today I want to give you a verse that's found in a little book in the Old Testament, one that perhaps maybe you haven't even spent much time in it if you read the Bible, but it's a blessing and it's there for us to learn and to grow from it. And so today I have chosen Hosea 10:12 because it has a word in it that ties into my message. Let me read it to you, and I'll emphasize that word as I read it. It says, sow to yourself in righteousness. It's S-O-W, sow. Reap in mercy. So they're using here, the Holy Spirit is using agricultural terms, which, of course, most families in those days and the people were farmers. They each one had some ground to have their gardens and to have their means of livelihood and, of course, for their animals. And so this is very normal to have the Holy Spirit use these particular terms. So let me start again. It says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time. Yes, that's the word, time, to seek the Lord. That's an interesting way. It goes on to say, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Isn't that a good verse? Because we all look for the coming of the Lord if you know Jesus as your Savior. And even more in these evil times and perilous times. Well, Hosea is challenging the Israelites to shape up and live for the Lord. Stop fooling around with idols and legalism and all that was going on. And he's saying, search your hearts, using agricultural terms, which the people certainly understood, and start making time for God. Yes, that's the challenge. And you know what? It's no different then than it is now. And so we are to shape up and live for the Lord. So actually he's saying, search your hearts and start making time for God. So stay tuned and allow me to visit with you concerning the word time. I chose different titles that I was thumbing through the Cruden's Concordance. And here's what I chose: latter times, and I talked about that on my last broadcast. Now today I'm going to be talking about high time, and in the future, in the next broadcast, Lord willing, I'll be talking about fullness of time and of acceptable time, and for such a time as this. All of these are wonderful messages that can come from the Word of God, and I thought, well, it's a little different. Something that I found interesting and a blessing to my own life as I was preparing to be with you. So today, as I said, I want to talk to you about the subject that was so wonderfully brought about by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 13, verses 13 and 14. So here we go. Let me read it to you. Have you ever taken the time to count how many times a day you look at your watch or the clock or your iPad? It's available for us, isn't it, everywhere? And actually, time is of an essence to all of us. No matter what age we are, it seems like everybody is busy and looking at their watch and scheduling too many things. And of course, radio is based on time. My broadcast is at 11:15. Thank you for tuning me in. And I come to the studio early to make sure that I'm here on time. And I recall, really, when we first started the radio station, we were on from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we went from 6 a.m. to midnight, and then to 24 hours. And you might wonder, why did we start at 24 hours? Well, the main reason that we didn't do that right away was because we had to have more personnel and more expense to operate the station. But you know what? My sweetheart, Warren, was so anxious to go to 24 hours. And can I tell you the real pushing force behind it? It was his thrill of putting rescue mission programs on. And he wanted them at 2 a.m. in the morning. And oh my goodness, the letters we received complaining that we didn't have it on during the day. And I think they did change and put it on in the afternoon for a while. But actually, he wanted it on because he wanted the overnight people who were going home from work could hear that beautiful program of Unshackled. Very popular and still is. And there were many who actually work that overnight shift, and it gave them an opportunity to hear the gospel and to enjoy the songs and the messages. So today, I want to talk to you about high time. I suppose if you were saying that today's language, you would say, well, it's about time. So here we go. Let me read the verses. And that knowing the time, now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Now that's the King James Version of this particular portion of scripture. But I turn to my Living Bible, and here I think it makes it a little bit clearer. So let me read that to you, okay? Another reason for right living is this: time is running out. Wake up, for the coming of the Lord is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day of his return will soon be here. So quit the evil deeds of darkness. Put on the armor of right living, as we who live in the daylight should. Be decent and true in everything you do so that all can approve your behavior. Don't spend time in wild parties and getting drunk or practice adultery and lust or fight or jealous. But ask the Lord Jesus to help you to live as you should. And don't make plans to enjoy evil. Isn't that a challenge? And that did make it a lot clearer. Well, I'm sure that all of us are familiar with the statement, it's high time that we do something. I remember as a child, my mother using that so often, saying, well, it's high time that we get out to the harvest and pick up the wheat or pick up the barley, or high time to go to the garden and harvest the goodies that are there. Yes, she used that term often, so it was a good one for me to select. And the term means actually a decisive moment or a season, or it is now the moment. Paul said, wake up from sleep, meaning you are summoned to moral action, or maybe in local terms, we'd say, let's get going. Well, let's, or maybe you'd say, just do it. Well, the day is near has the same meaning as the kingdom of God is at hand. So we are really urged to live for the Lord every day and put off those evil things that pop up in our lives and be conscious of sin. Paul calls it so beautifully when he said, put on the armor of God every day and put off the old life. The term put on is a Greek drama term describing an actor putting on a costume. There were lots of outdoor amphitheaters and they did lots of plays. And I understand from reading and research that the costumes in those days were so large that they almost swallowed up the actor so that you could barely see him and even know who the actor was. Well, Paul is admonishing us to be not conformed to this world and to leave the old life of sin and live for Christ. I think the term wake up out of sleep is let's get going in the year of 2019. Time is wasting and the coming of the Lord is one day nearer than when we first accepted Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 7:2, but this I say, brethren, time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoice not, and they that buy as though they possess not, and they that use this world as not abusing it. For after all, the fashion of this world is passing away. I had found this cute little illustration in Daily Bread. Don't you love Daily Bread? I do. I've bought that every year for so many years. And the founder of that was Richard DeHaan. And he tells a story that fits in to my message today. So let me bring it to you, okay? Richard DeHaan tells a story about his boys. And the son, Richard Jr., tells this cute story. He said his father often traveled to other cities to speak at churches and Bible conferences. And he said once in a while his mother would accompany him and leave him and his other brother alone for just a few days. And he went on to say that they really enjoyed being independent, but the only thing that bothered them was those detested dishes, those dirty dishes. So he said, I remember the time that we tried to put off that dreaded shore as long as possible by stacking those dirty plates and glasses and silverware in the oven after every meal. Well, by the end of the week, there was hardly any room left in the oven. Then on the evening before his mom and dad were to return, they rolled up their sleeves and cleaned up the entire mess. He said it actually took hours, and then he added, how ashamed we would have been if our parents had come back early and earlier than we expected, and the oven was full of those dirty dishes. And then he said, we don't know. We didn't know exactly when. Now we don't know when Jesus will return, and we must not get lazy in our Christian walk. The expectancy of his any moment appearance should make us to be faithful servants and wise servants and not be ashamed when he comes. And I thought, that's a wonderful testimony to fit in. Well, it's high time to get busy and get those dirty dishes done. And now it's time to wake out of the sleep and laziness. And it's to remember that our salvation is nearer than when we believed. The question that we need to ask ourselves now as we go through a whole another new year is, if we are certain that Christ was coming back tomorrow, let me ask you, what would you toss out of your life and work at? What freedom would you give up? Would we be awake? Would you have missed out on winning a soul to Christ? Well, I want to wake up now, and I hope you do too. And as Paul said, let's redeem the time, because the days are evil. It's high time that we all wake up, look up, and get up and serve the Lord. It's been good to be with you. Bye-bye.